Ridge Valley Community and Technical College hosted the West Virginia Design Contest at the Advanced Technology Center in South Charleston. 39 high school and middle school teams entered the competition for a chance to win nearly $7,000.
It's really fun to be innovative and be put on the spot to do what you can and see how well you perform under pressure, and to compete against other intellectuals that enjoy designing and the whole aspect and concept of engineering. And it's really fun to be able to be in that environment with people that like the same thing as you.
That's Thomas Meadows. He's a senior from Princeton. He and his partner were just two of the more than 400 middle and high school students who submitted more than 250 virtual bridge designs. From those, 39 different teams competed in the state finals. Using computer software, the teams were presented with different real-life scenarios, each lasting around an hour. Using the software, they were to build a virtual bridge they thought would hold up in the given scenario. Ryland Music is a division director for the West Virginia Department of Highways and judged the competition.
The purpose of the contest is to design a bridge under different scenarios that is the most economical. So two things have to be achieved. Number one, the bridge has to function properly. And number two, at the cheapest cost.
The software provided students with scores of their progress during their time session. Teams were given specific instructions on the legal restrictions to building their virtual bridges. In the second session, the students even built a suspension bridge. Barbara McElwain is a physics teacher at Greenbrier East High School. She brought three teams of high school students and one middle school team to the competition.
I found that my students at Greenbrier East High School have a great time combining the physics and the engineering together. And it's a STEM project that the State Department of Education requires. And it's something that they can have fun with and use technology to do it. And they can learn problem-solving skills while they're doing it.
Six of the high school teams from West Virginia and three middle school teams will go on to compete in the national finals in July. McElwain says her students are already planning for next year's competition.
All my teams are still eligible next year because I've brought juniors and a freshman and some seventh graders. So they're already probably thinking about what they're going to do different next year to try to get it back to the States.
The competition hopes to inspire students to go into STEM-related careers, including engineering. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.